day. Everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number one here on this Friday, April 25th, 2025 edition. Greatly appreciate you guys being part of the show today. Looking forward to having a conversation here shortly. I'm trying to get the technology to work. He changed his handle, so we'll try to get him connected into the show this way. Greatly appreciate it. Let's see, again, to use them with the current call. Okay, let's see if we can get him to answer this way. Trying to get Tim Roberts on from PatriotsRelief.com, CBD products. We'll see if we can get him to answer this way. One ringy dingy. Tim, are you there? Says he's connected. Let's see. Okay, request to join. Okay. See if we can get him to join this way. Oh, man. Technology, you love it when it works and hate it when it doesn't. So we're reaching out to him right now and see if we can get this connected in. Hey, Tim, are you there? Oh, he just landed. Okay. He's on an airplane. That's why. All right. Well, good for you. Okay, no problem. Just text me back and let me know. All right. I got another story I want to get to real quick here, and this is interesting because one of the things that we're looking at here is the fact that this process is definitely going to continue, according to this story that the Epoch Times presented. And this, you know, I don't understand how the left thinks that they can continue to fight President Trump when all of these executive orders he signed are constitutional. Is it going to take more efforts by Congress? Absolutely agree with Bob from Hillsdale. Here's the point. And I agree 100% with Bob in Hillsdale. While I agree with Trump's executive order, I agree with the judge's ruling. This must be passed as a law through Congress. The nation can't be ran by executive orders. However, this useless Congress needs to get off its rear end and start passing laws codifying Trump's executive orders. Absolutely agree with you, Bob, 1,000%. But at the same time, here's what we're looking at. And again, while it has to be codified by laws, you have to understand the president is still the chief executive of the country. Commander-in-chief of our military, our armed forces, and the chief executive of the executive branch. And if there's certain things happening that he deems to be national security issues, we had over 15 illegals, non-U.S. citizens, vote here in the state of Michigan on November 5th of 2024. One blatantly turned himself in. An illegal, non-U.S. citizen voted down at University of Michigan, Ann Arbor. Doing another investigation, they found out as many as potentially 15 University of Michigan students voted when they're not even citizens. So the bottom line is this. We, the people, want these things fixed. That's why we voted for Donald Trump. But I agree with Bob 100%. What the heck is Congress doing? We got control of the House. We got control of the Senate. Why are they not codifying these executive orders into laws? I agree 100%, Bob. Absolutely agree. Now, there is one agency that can do it on their own. That's Robert F. Kennedy Jr. as the Secretary of Health and Human Services. He's considering removing the COVID-19 vaccines from the CDC schedule. We shouldn't be making recommendations that are not good for the population, Kennedy said. 2 days ago, April 23rd, when asked by a reporter, did not deny that he's considering removing COVID-19 vaccines from the childhood vaccination schedule. We need to ask questions. We need to consult with parents. We need to give people informed consent. And we shouldn't be making recommendations that are not good for the population. Well, the one news source, Politico, citing anonymous sources, reported this week that Kennedy is mulling over the removal of the COVID-19 shots from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention schedule for children. An official with the Department of Health and Human Services, which Kennedy heads, told the Epoch Times in an email that no final decision has been made yet. The CDC, which is part of the department, did not return an inquiry. But Kennedy said on Fox News that President Donald Trump does not believe that any person should be required to receive a vaccine, and noted that all vaccines carry risks. The COVID vaccine, the recommendation for kids, was always dubious, Kennedy said. And it was dubious because kids had almost no risk for COVID-19. Certain kids that had very profound morbidities may have had a slight risk, but most kids don't. So why are we giving the vaccine to tens of millions of children? Because the vaccine itself does have profound risk, end quote, said Kennedy. For example, he noted that the established side effects of the COVID-19 vaccine include a form of heart inflammation called myocarditis and a related condition called pericarditis. He also pointed out that 15 vaccinated participants in a Pfizer clinical trial died compared with 14 participants in the same trial who did not receive the company's vaccine but took a placebo. 3 COVID-19 vaccines are currently available for use in the United States. One from Pfizer, one from Moderna, and the other from Novavax. Advisors to the CDC recommended back in 2022 that the agency add COVID-19 vaccines to the schedule, concluding that the benefit of the shots outweighed the risks. Well, in 2023, the CDC finally did add them to the schedule. Now, one thing you have to understand, anything that the CDC puts on their schedule for children to receive, is a requirement for them to provide proof that the children have all their vaccines, according to the CDC, before they can go to school. Public schools require it from the parents. According to the schedule, all children who have never received a COVID-19 vaccine should receive at least one, depending on their age, before attending any public education facility. Those who have received a vaccine in the past should receive at least one additional dose. You know, these boosters they talk about? Well, unlike many vaccines on the schedule, the COVID-19 vaccine has not been made compulsory for school attendance in all states. However, it is recommended. Okay, so I stand slightly corrected because I guess some states don't require it, others do. Kennedy said during the confirmation hearings, I recommend that children follow the CDC schedule. And I will support the CDC schedule when I get in if I'm fortunate enough to be confirmed. Well, now that he's in office, he's considering changing his position. One doctor, Senator Bill Cassidy, Republican for Louisiana, who had been considering voting against Kennedy, said in a speech on the Senate floor that Kennedy committed to maintaining the vaccine schedule without changes. Cassidy later wrote on social media, Twitter X, that the commitment never precluded him from conducting sound scientific research and amending his positions. Senator remains confident that any reputable review will further confirm settled science of the safety and efficacy of the childhood vaccine schedule. However, CDC data shows that only 13% of children have received one of the COVID-19 vaccines during 2024 and so far this year. So we'll continue following this story and see where this goes. Last segment of our number one. We'll be right back.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
LegendarySystems.net now offers affordable remote tech support for your computer, the same service that large companies have been using for years. To discuss your needs and pricing, call us at 231-818-8349. Don't take your computer in for repairs. Let us do it remotely. Again, call us today at 231-818-8349.
Well, I'm sure by now y'all up here in northern Michigan have heard of Curtis Gunsmithing, the little gun shop over here off Picker Lake Road in Petoskey. Mr. Tom Curtis can fix any gun you put in front of him. The Gun Doctor is a certified gunsmith. You won't find one better in the north. And you sure as heck don't have to travel out of town to go see one. Get your quality gun work done right here in your town. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey. Give Tom a call today at 231-838-5571. Come see the Gun Doctor.
If you have pain in your back, neck, shoulders, hip, knees, wrists, or feet, Dr. Gary Willey's Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic laser treatment for you. This technology takes away pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience robotic laser pain relief at a special new customer price. Call us for fast relief Monday through Wednesday to learn more and to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Moment, the moment Granddad handed down his old rifle. At Curtis Gunsmithing in Petoskey, we respect traditions. We also know that that old gun might not be in the same shape it was when Granddad gave it to you. Mr. Tom Curtis, the gun doctor, will take good care of old Betsy. He'll get her shined up and looking good as new. Curtis Gunsmithing is the one that you can trust with your family traditions. Give us a call at 231-838-5571. And as the gun doctor says, anything but an Abrams tank.
Like yesterday, but it was long ago. Jane, it was lovely. She was the queen of my night. There in the darkness with the radio playing low.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of hour number one on this Friday before our history lesson discussion with Pastor Chetfield. So many things happening in Washington, so many executive orders, so many defunding of so many agencies, departments, cutting funding to the states to reduce the size of the federal government's spending. Elon Musk, in creating his Department of Government Efficiencies, has absolutely identified a ton of waste, fraud, abuse of our federal spending. But at the same time, there's so many other things going on. Robert F. Kennedy Jr. considering removing the COVID-19 vaccination from the CDC schedule. One of the other things that we're looking at, Homeland Security. Changes on the southern border. Crossings have come to basically a complete standstill. Trump is going ahead and finishing off construction of the wall, using money from the defense budget, moving money around freely the way he wants without congressional approval. Why? Because like Bob said from Hillsdale, Congress isn't doing a damn thing. For the life of me, I cannot understand, like Bob and many of you, how come Congress isn't doing something? At a time where we have a slight majority in the House and the Senate, you need to get this stuff done, Speaker Mike Johnson. Congressman Jack Bergman, if you see him, ask him, why isn't Congress codifying these executive orders? It's that simple. Why are you not passing laws that absolutely make it statutes so that Trump can sign the bills into law and then have these lawfare tactics used against laws versus being used against presidential executive orders? That's number one. Number two, the American people voted for this. Name me one executive order. I challenge the left and those listening that are progressive liberals that don't agree with me anytime at all, but they listen in to spy on the show. Text me right now. 231-360-5140. Text me one executive order that Donald Trump has signed that he did not say on the campaign trail that he was going to do. Text me one. He said on the campaign trail, day one, we are going to start deporting criminal illegals out of this country. Over 100,000 gone already. Working on more using different tactics because of these stupid injunctions issued by these liberal judges that don't have the authority to do what they think they do anyway. Number two, any executive order. He had said he was going to stop men from participating in women's sports. Signed an executive order. Congress, codify it. Change Title IX. He said without a doubt he was going to go after anybody on these campuses of our universities that are protesting and at a cost of causing us national security issues. We've got foreign nationals leading rallies on our public universities for Palestine, continuing to occupy and be at war with Israel in the Gaza Strip, when they're not even citizens. Marco Rubio, Secretary of State, said, sorry, if you're going to cause this kind of dissent on our public universities' campuses, we're going to deport you. We're going to kick you out of the country. You're here as a guest. You're not a citizen. You don't have the right to protest our policies when it comes to national security interests. Again, name me one, text me one executive order that Donald Trump did not talk about on the campaign trail when he ran for president and kicked Kamala Harris's butt, won the popular vote, and huge victory in the Electoral College. Give me one. You can't. I looked at every single executive order. He talked about it on the campaign trail. He's doing exactly what he ran on and won by a vote of the people. The majority of Americans who voted wanted these policies implemented. That's why we voted for him to be president. Now, Congress, get off your butt and start codifying them into laws. And these liberal judges, more injunctions. In Donald Trump's second term here, within the first 100 days, than in the history of the last 8 presidents combined. Looked it up, looked at the numbers. Ridiculous what's happening. History lesson with Pastor Chatfield in the next segment. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
If you're nearing 65, you're probably being bombarded by insurance companies by mail and phone, trying to sell you this product or that. Laura Bogdan has personally looked after the needs of seniors, taking the time to explain how Medicare works and other benefits you may not even be aware of. Laura is ready to help you today.
I'm Laura Bogdan. Call me today, 231-264-6890, 231-264-6890.
Maybe you're looking to sell an old firearm that's been sitting around the house just collecting dust. Or maybe you've been thinking it's time to upgrade to a newer model or caliber. Either way, the place to go is Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey. Pistols, rifles, shotguns, they...